Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Dublin's F104, French Montana. They're unforgettable.
I didn't know the lyrics of that.
Now you do.
Well, do you know the chorus where he goes, so he sings, "You're unforgettable, I just want to get you alone." And do you know what the next guy, the other fella says?
Keep it down, I can hear you through the wall.
No, he says, "Now you want to choose, I just pop bubbly in the koozie."
Oh, the koozie.
Yeah, he just pop bubbly in the koozie. He's in the koozie with the bubbly.
Well, we all got them from Aldi for 400 lids. Or was it Lidl? So what's going on in the world this morning? The White Christmas is still possible.
Is it still? Okay.
They're forecasting unsettled weather. They always say in Ireland, probably on higher ground. Hate those words. Well,
I did see one weather forecaster saying it was going to be potentially snowy in lots of the country. But then they said now it could be either that or very mild. So ranging, it's one or the other.
Ranging from Friday Christmas Eve, 7 to 10 degrees. There's still uncertainty regarding the conditions on Christmas Day. So I think it's been a while since we had any sort of a white Christmas.
I don't remember there ever being a white Christmas, was there?
2010, there was a bit. They called it the Big Freeze. They would have laughed at
us. Yeah, but did it happen at Christmas as well? It did.
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah, I remember there was a bit of Christmas sprinkling. So, look, it depends where you are, I suppose. Dublin's
Quidditch associations want to change the name of the sport following J.K. Rowling's comments. So these are people who play actual Quidditch. I didn't know that you could, because it's a game, it's a fictional game played on broomsticks. But these people are playing Quidditch. It's a fast-paced sport played on poles rather than brooms. And the associations for the States Quidditch and the Mater Quidditch League began the process of changing the name. So they don't have anything to do with J.K. Rowling, even though she invented the fictional sport.
They won't have been watching the Return to Hogwarts trailer then.
They won't. They're apart from that, the name Quidditch is owned by Warner Brothers legally, so they can't call it Quidditch.
Okay.
Because they can't, so they can't get it on TV or get it sponsored or anything like that. I don't know how they play real life Quidditch if you can't fly around in a broom.
Maybe they can. Maybe they're that magic.
They're trying to catch a golden snitch in the middle of the air. And fly through rings. I just don't know how they're going to do that. But anyway, best of luck.
It's like an Olympic sport. Dublin has seen a massive surge in rodents. There's more rats than ever.
Yeah, who are you telling?
15% of all call-outs for rodents in November happened in Dublin, then Galway, then Meath, Cork and Kerry. And vacant buildings are one of the reasons. They offer rodents a warm, sheltered environment during the winter, where they'll be undisturbed by human activity because we're all working from home.
Ah, yeah, and then all the building sites as well. That always sets them off.
Moves them on, moves them left, moves them right. Yeah. So there's rats all over the shop, everyone. Rats everywhere. Ed Sheeran's profits are down.
Oh, how come?
He only makes €1.62 a day. That's ridiculous. His tour profits have been so affected by everything that he was once getting €192,000 a day from live shows, and now his accounts have been filed and it's only €1.62.
Well, sure, he hasn't done any gigs, has he?
Exactly, that's probably why.
Check back in next year and see how he's doing.
He's made 250 million in the last 3 years, so no one's going to feel sorry for him. But 162, they wouldn't even buy you a coffee in Dublin.
Yeah, well, the next tour he does is going to last 2 or 3 years, he said.
Right. They make it back so.
That photograph of Boris Johnson at the back, it's a nice patio that Downing Street has, isn't it?
Very nice patio, yeah.
Yeah, has anyone else noticed that?
Nice different colours and everything going on.
They said it was a meeting, even though his wife was there and there was cheese and wine there. They're still saying it was a work thing, but it was May 2020 when everybody else was in major lockdown, so it's still causing mayhem for Boris and still hitting the headlines. People are not going to let this one go.
They were saying that about the Christmas one a few weeks ago. They will. He doesn't care. They'll just keep going.
Yeah.
It's a very nice patio. I agree.
It's a very nice patio.
There's also, more back to the little insects and things, there's giant millipedes as long as cars. The length of cars that they revealed during discovery of fossils. So they're not here now, everyone. You can relax. But a specimen was found by some Cambridge students. We were on a road trip in January 2018, and these millipedes, some of them could be 2.7 metres in length.
That's like the ones in Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah. But it was...
There's these big millipedes that come along and you bounce on the back of them and they get angry and they chase you.
It was 326 million years ago, though, so it's all right.
Still.
Could happen,
wow.
though. Could come back.
Imagine. No.
And what do you think was the most... watched thing on BBC's iPlayer in 2021? It even beat the Olympics.
Well,
and
it wasn't a sporting event then, no?
Wasn't a sporting event, no.
The most watched thing.
Drew in a total of 137 million views in total.
137. It was even more, no idea.
Get this, it was even more watched than the Euro final, which their own nation was in. That wouldn't happen in Ireland. In Ireland, you get behind your team. Like,
oh, was it a press conference about COVID?
No. No. What?
Well, you know the way everyone tuned into our one. Hello, I've got some bad news for you.
Oh.
Christ. No, do you remember, like, the number one watched thing was Leo doing that press conference.
Million.
You tune in to find out what was going on, wouldn't you?
Last year. This is this year.
I know, they keep having them, Nobby. They never stop.
I know, they never stop.
This is every time I see them coming down the steps, I'm like, oh, Jesus, what now?
Line of Duty.
Really?
So more people in the UK watch Line of Duty than England in the Euros. In the final.
Wow.
What's that about, like?
Wow.
Channel 4 and the ITV player have also done pretty well. Pretty Little Liars, a lot of people watching that. And The Serpent was in there. No mention of Love Island, I'm afraid. As one of the top tens, anyway.
No, the ratings were terrible on it this year.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's going to come back next year, they're saying.
Anyway, we'll see.
No, well, that's an awful lot of disappointed people, anyway, watching Line of Duty's finale.
It is. Was it, people were guessing Prince Phil's funeral? No. 2003.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, yeah.
2003, it snowed on Christmas Day. I remember because my whole family wasn't well. Christmas was miserable. But then it snowed. We all got drunk and we forgot we were sick. Back when you just had a common cold.
So who will be Christmas number one, do we know, in the UK?
There's a good chance it could be Lad Baby with Elton and Ed. Or the normal version of the song. So one or the other.
Lad Baby still releasing those, yeah?
Yeah, but he got Ed Sheeran and Elton John to be in his video this time. So they're on board, like.
Wow.
Now, we were talking about Greg's sausage rolls yesterday because I was saying you can't get them here. But actually, apparently you can. Now, they're not the same. You can't go into a Greg's store and buy them freshly made. But you can get them in the same place that does the Yorkshire tea, Iceland.
Ah.
So they're frozen, but they're still Greg's sausage rolls.
So if you're an English person, I presume it's just English, or is it all of the UK?
They have them in the north as well, Northern Ireland and
Scotland.
I don't know what we have here to even compare them to. Like, I'm sure a lot of people know. Yeah, it's Greg's. It's a store. They sell pastries. They sell these things. It's a blue sign on a white logo. Greg's. There's not an awful lot to it. But I don't know what we have here.
They're everywhere in the UK, yeah.
I don't know what we have here that's the equivalent.
Well, they go on about it the way we go on about Tato.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
It's sort of their loved dish.
Their loved dish. Sometimes
I'd love to know what's so good about it, though, yeah.
When there isn't time for dinner, there's Tato. Wasn't sure if this show was ever going to come back, but we have dabbled into it from time to time over the years. The Apprentice has a new slot on Thursday nights. It'll be back on the 6th of January.
Yes.
Now,
looking forward to it.
He can be quite rude to people. Is the world still tolerant of that stuff?
Well, he's not really offensive rude. Like he's more very honest. You know, he wouldn't say anything that would offend anybody. Or hurt their feelings. He'll just say, like, you're not very good at this, so you're fired with regret.
The first ever winner from 2005, his name is Tim Campbell, and Claude is taking a break, and Tim is taking over from him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Claude is kind of the best thing in it.
Karen is still there. Obviously, Alan Sugar is still there, and it's the same story. It's an investment. I preferred when it was a job. It's an investment again.
Yeah. It was much better when it was a job. Danny Dyer has confessed that he's found it frustrating buying his missus. He says she's bleeping hard work over her Christmas gifts.
What's she want?
He says when it comes to finding her the perfect Christmas gift, it's very, very hard. She normally brings back everything he buys her, returns it.
Oh. She's got her voucher.
He said some of the bills after the Christmas, he said, bleeping Jesus. You do have to buy mammy presents, even though she takes most of them back, he said. She's hard work.
This is all missing, it's not his mother.
This is all missus. Well, like some people, you don't know what to buy them, you know?
Yeah.
And we've done it in the past where we've got people to suggest things. If you thought of something really good this year and you thought, oh, this is a great present, everyone should be buying one of these, then do suggest, because we're into the panic stations now, so... If there's anything that you can find still.
Best thing Danny Dyer could buy his missus is probably earplugs. She doesn't have to listen to him. Or maybe noise cancelling.
I'll give you a recommendation, Nubby.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. This is a kind of a board game that I was playing recently, and it's class. It's about, I think it's about a tenner, and it's really good. It's called Cobra Claw.
Okay. Does it have a claw?
And you get these little... You have to, you use your hand and you have to be very fast. So that's why it's called Cobra Claw. And you get these two big dice with different designs on each side of them. And you roll it and you get these little tiles. And when you match the two on these little tiles and you have to grab it first, it's the crack, Cobra Claw. That's my big tip for you, everybody.
10 quid.
10, 15, something like that. Yeah, it's really good. If you see that, grab it. Not joking. Won't regret it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Cobra claw.
It's really good.
Everyone messaged the in.
Or yes. cobra paw, maybe, actually.
You did hear Ed Sheeran being muted. If you sent that in, you are in the draw for some actual noise cancelling wireless Sony headphones. Just don't give them to Danny Dyer this Christmas. And the draw on Christmas Eve is a Nike Apple Watch. You could also win that, all thanks to gadgetinsurance.com.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
Dino! Dean Rock has become engaged to his long-term girlfriend, Niamh McAvoy. The end of the story.
Congratulations. That's good, isn't it? That's good news.
Yes, it was. In bold, despite a year of heartbreak after Dublin failed to secure All-Ireland titles, the pair will be ending 2021 on a high note.
Yeah, it's hardly a year of heartbreak. It's just like loads of medals.
I think they're grand. Yeah, I think it'd be all right with it.
Yeah. So Ricky Gervais, he goes live at 6 o'clock some evenings lately. He's doing it. All his awards are behind him. You know, he sits in his office.
Yeah.
And... I saw a tiny bit of it, and he was using very, very spicy words about the British government. Very spicy words, and giving out about them. But he also talked about, one of his fans asked, is he ever aware of who's watching the show while he's writing it?
I never second-guess an audience. I never worry about what they might think. I try and be interesting, and, you know, you use all your... all the things you've learned, all goes in, you sort of do it intuitively and then you structure it to be as good as you can. I don't do things that I think are, you know, terribly irresponsible or you know, undermine the moral fabric of society, but I do deal in taboo subjects and I do deal dark areas, and you know, that's not the same, I don't think.
Okay. So that's what, the 14th of January is out.
Yeah, and he's on Twitter most evenings around 6 o'clock. He goes live for about half an hour.
Good time to spot him. So Zendaya and Tom Holland, they're 3 out of 3 of all the spider couples who have gone out with each other. And they're all told at the start, look, it'll complicate things. Really try and don't do it. But I think because they're told not to, they all have.
Yeah, I can't believe that they've been brought into rooms and advised not to hook up. But like... yeah, they all do.
I don't think there's like, it's not a breach of contract or anything, but it's just a little bit of advice. Zendaya, Tom Holland and Jacob Batalon, who plays Ned, were chatting to Kelly Clarkson on her podcast, and they were also asked about their bond offset. Are they good pals or not?
A lot of people say, oh yeah, we laugh on set, we have a good time. Like, we actually barely get work done.
Yeah.
Like, I feel bad for John.
Absolutely.
And I do the best I can as the mom of the group to like keep us together. But you know, we love each other and we have so much fun.
I think for me it's just our friendship, you know, the how safe we feel on set, you know, when we're doing these films and you're really on the biggest stage the world has to offer. It's nice to be able to do that with people that you feel very comfortable with, people that feel like family, people that have your back, you know. We really do everything together.
I got a new rule for 2022, everyone. No more AirPods for interviews. It's the rule.
I just can't believe some of these people. Like, you know, that's one of the biggest movies in the world. Get them a microphone.
Yeah. Well, I think it's everyone has to take personal responsibility. There's a lot of AirPods because, you know, they've made life so much easier. But for interviews, they're not great. They're not great at all.
They're not, are they?
Does everyone remember the time that Jimmy Fallon sang with Saoirse Ronan, and the song choice would have to be the one that they picked, they really like?
They've got cars, big as bars, they've got
cars,
but the wind goes right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you're pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing,
out of time there, Jimmy. You're out of time. Ringing out.
It's not too bad.
So
I've heard worse.
All the US chat shows, everything is just shut down. So they're looking back at all their best bits. Even Saturday Night Live was affected over the weekend by it. So it's a strange one.
Well, if you're looking for something to watch, I let you know about this the other night, Nobby. Gamara is back.
Season 5.
Oh, it's so good.
You get it on Sky. And now it's F104. That is Dish the Dirt. It's time to they just pop into our little grotto here. The ones we've even forgotten about, some of them, there's so many. More of the Mr. Men and Little Miss Ladies who didn't make it. Does anyone else remember Mr. Dublin 4? I'd forgotten about this one. They're big Leinster fans.
Here comes Mr. Dublin 4.
How are you going, man? What's the story? Are you coming for a few pints and collies after the match? OMG. Oh my god. Like, are you recording this? OMG. F***ing Morto. Morto, man.
He says some words an awful lot. Such as...
like.
And...
right.
And also...
do you know what I mean?
Sometimes, he puts all the words together.
Right, so do you know what I mean? Like, right. Yeah, right. Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Dublin 4 is very concerned with motor vehicles.
So, like, what kind of car do you drive? I have a Merc Jeep, right? And my mom has an Audi. I love them. She's so gorgeous. She's so hot. If the Reds play this pre-09, you're a f***ing scumbag, like, right? I'm telling you, man, you look f***ing scum.
He also likes to talk a lot about money.
How much do you earn a year? Like, my dad has 300k a year. He got some sweet property deals before the crash. I have an exercise machine in my house. It's f***ing gorgeous.
Sometimes he likes to mention product names an awful lot to make himself feel better.
I have an iPhone app that I use on my Mac in, like, Starbucks as well, but I like to wear my Nikes to the gym with my DKNY shades and my Abercrombie and Fitch jock. I'm f***ing gorgeous, OMG! WTF, man, what the f*** was he thinking with that total minger last night? OMG, mortal for him. Hey man, is that a UCD scarf?
No.
Is that a UCD scarf or a Leinster scarf?
Yes, Leinster, yeah, Leinster.
Oh, nice one, man. Leinster. Oh, Leinster rugby, keeping you warm this winter. OMG. Listen, TTYL, right, man? TTYL.
What does that mean, Mr. Dublin 4?
Talk to you later, you f***ing killer. Oh, bye.
And the moral of the story, children? Does anyone know? Yeah, that's right. Don't grow up to be Mr. Dublin 4. Bye-bye.
Oh, like, that's, like, totally harsh, man.
Hello.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
So, Jim, we've got a lot of mixed messages today, in a good sense. We've got a lot of voice notes from people, and we've got a lot of birthday requests.
Okay.
So we've got Holly, who's 7 today, from Mam, Dad, Leo and Sadie. We've got Jay.
And what's the story with Holly's birthday presents, I wonder? Like, did she get presents today and then presents on Saturday?
Well, Crossy had a birthday 2 days ago, and he said it wasn't a problem growing up. You got extra presents, and that was the end of it.
Okay.
The only thing he didn't benefit from was no homework, because he reckoned this time of year you didn't get homework anyway.
That's true.
So that's Holly. And then we've got Jade, who's 5 today. She's in school, and could we please give her a shout out? That's from Damien. That's no problem.
Have a good day, Jade.
And we've got some messages from boys and girls as well, who are very excited this week, understandably.
Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Kayla Howard, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
To us.
Somebody on the phone there.
To us. And Madison is 8 today as well. We've got Maddo and we've got a Madison.
Go on, Maddo.
Harry, and today... Hi, Jim and Abby. My name's Harry, and today and tomorrow I have a party in school. Bye.
Yeah, this week is kind of a party all week, isn't it?
It is a party. Party central.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Ryan Whelan. My birthday is on Christmas Eve. Happy Christmas. Bye.
Now that's a tricky one.
That is tricky. I think if it was me, I'd move my birthday to the summer. And that way I wouldn't have to... I could wait 6 months a time for presents.
And you'd be half a year older delayed every year.
Yeah. I'd switch it.
Have a good one, though. I mean, that is, Christmas Eve is a very exciting day in itself, so having your birthday on is even cooler.
Yeah.
Wait till you're older, like, it'll be really special. All right, who else have we got?
Hi, Jim Nobby. My name's Katie, and I'm doing my Christmas carols in school today. Bye.
See you now.
I'd say you were good at the Christmas carols, Nobby, were you?
I think I did Christmas carols in Nutgrove once, I think.
With how many people? Like, you picked the whole class,
was
it?
It was an audience, Jim. I always drew an audience.
An audience? Oh, man.
Well, the old one's going by, going to the pennies, you know. Or wherever.
Look at that little angel.
I thought it was a musical instrument. I can't remember.
Hi, Jim and Abby. This is Sadie Anna. And I'm in St. Pius. And I want to say hi to my two teachers, Miss O'Connor and Miss Hughes. And tomorrow I'm finishing up school. And it's colour day. Bye.
Colour day. Excellent.
What happens at colour day?
You either colour in or you're allowed to wear whatever colour you like.
Oh, yes. I'd say probably both.
Now, boys and girls, remember this week, he really is watching all the behaviour, all the times you go to bed, if you're having your dinner, if you're eating your little trees.
Yeah, eat your little trees, kids.
You know, Santa Claus, he's watching everything. If you want everything that you've asked for, be good this week. Oh, For Goodness Sake. There's a song after it, after all.
Yeah.
Okay, Dish the Dirt is on the way. Gavin James has got a new video telling his story so far. We don't know his story so far, do we?
Another day, another 9 a.m. announcement in the world of Gavin James.
And How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. The fans were delighted to see Matthew McConaughey on Instagram Live chatting to somebody equally very famous last night. We'll bring that Dish the Dirt before 9 o'clock. It's FM 104.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dee's Grange. Celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
So Gavin James has a new song.
Doesn't he always?
He seems to release a good few of them. So he teases them. There must be an album coming next year. What's this one called?
So the last song was Greatest Hits, which was like a, you know, the, I don't know if that was, this is the backstory of that.
Right.
This one is called The Story So Far.
I'm Gav. I've been playing music since I was a kid. I started out busking in Dublin, then I grew my hair out, cut my hair, and then I grew my hair out again. Started playing in pubs every night of the week and pretty much played anywhere I could get a slot to play my original songs. Years went by without anything really happening, and then I decided to do a live album recording in Whelan's in Dublin, which is my favourite venue in the world, when I was 21. Off the back of that, something kind of started happening for me, and I got noticed in the US. I went on Jimmy Kimmel, James Corden, toured with Niall Horan, supported Sam Smith, and then I released another album. And then released a song called Always, which has now been streamed over 100 million times, which is mental.
So it's going to be album number 3. I think it's just to highlight that.
He put up a picture yesterday of himself on, do you remember Balcony TV?
Yeah.
And he was on that years ago with a couple of other people, and his hair was real long. Remember, did you ever see him with his long hair?
No.
Oh, yeah. When he first started out, like, if you see the early videos he posted when he's gigging in pubs, and his hair was down to his, like, backside.
Down his back. Did he have the beard or just the hair?
No, just the hair. So he looked like a metaler, you know?
Right. We're Googling here, and all images...
A Dublin metaler.
Erased.
No, he's posted them, so they're out there.
Oh, yes! Hang on, we found one.
Yeah.
Who's that blonde dude with him?
I don't know. I think he might have been in a band or something to begin with. So he was on Balcony. Balcony TV was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I'd nearly say ahead of its time, Jim. Ahead of its time.
It was, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
How to Lose a Guy.
Shout out to them.
In 10 days, the fans were delighted to see Matthew McConaughey chat to Kate Hudson on Insta Live. He pulled Kate up on a story where she said he was the worst kisser. Oh dear. Here's what went down.
She is one of my all-time favorite co-stars, and she is a woman that is not even close to being on my worst kisser list. Would you all welcome Miss Kate Hudson?
Oh my god. I didn't say you were my worst kisser.
I just read it.
No. What I was saying was that every time we kiss, we're always in some environment that doesn't allow it to be like really romantic. We're like, we have like a plane crash, and like we're in like waves. And I was talking about how you just, you know, we both had just like snot coming out of our nose, and we're trying to stay above, and we're trying to be romantic.
Wow, she's got away with words.
Jesus. Actually, if you want to hear what Matthew McConaughey sounds like, speaking the words to Hey Ya by Outkast will bring it to you after nine.
So there's a lot of things to look forward to in January. First of all, Afterlife 3, which we brought you the news of last hour. That'll be the middle of January. Another thing to look forward to is the return to Hogwarts, which had a couple of trailers released last night. The second one this morning is it's going to be the cast chatting about Harry Potter series, kind of like the Friends thing that they did. I'd imagine there'd be less Botox and fillers though, because everyone's quite a bit younger than the Friends cast. But here's the latest.
When I had to pretend to be Hermione, pretending to be Bellatrix.
I don't like to be kept waiting.
I've still got the teeth, actually. I'll put them in if you want.
My sister has children who are then around 10, 11, 12. And I said, Martha, I don't know about this Voldemort.
What? You're being asked to play Voldemort? Yeah! You've got to do it!
I wouldn't be the person I am without so many people here.
It's a very overwhelming thing because I've watched you grow up and I've seen kind of every stage of your life.
When things get really dark and times are really hard, there's something about Harry Potter that makes life richer.
It's a strong bond that we'll always have. We're family and we will always be part of each other's life.
We're family.
Yeah, we are.
Do you know who's going to be family? It looks like Rita Ora is getting engaged to Taika Waititi.
Congratulations.
They're going to spend their first Christmas together. So, the rumour is they might get engaged.
Is she not sure or is she dropping hints?
Well, it's their own business. I don't think they've actually told anyone, but people are just assuming it's Christmas time. They're spending their first Christmas together. They're all loved up. This could be it. This could be a little sparkler under the tree. Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations to them in advance if it happens. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so this is really funny. So we'll start it off. There's a guy has people who can do Matthew McConaughey impersonations once you get the voice, they're just brilliant at it. And there's a guy I saw the other day, and he's doing the lyrics to "Hey Ya" by Outkast as Matthew McConaughey. He's just like in the middle of a field, in the middle of nowhere, and here's what he sounds like.
Hey now, fellas, what's cooler than being cool? Let me ask that question one more time. What is cooler than being cool, man? The answer, of course, is ice cold. All right, all right, all right. All right, all right, all right. Okay, now, ladies, let me just break this thing on down for just a couple secondos. And I want you all on your baddest behavior. Because I ain't going to break this thing down for nothing, man. Let me do some sugar. I'm your neighbor, after all. And while I'm here, you know where I parked my Lincoln? I feel like I was in this river about...
He's the head of an American happy pair. He looks like a happy pair, dude.
He does look a bit of a happy pair, yeah. And then there was this guy that I was telling you about earlier on this morning, and he's a very good singer. So he's mashed up. He's got the music of Wham, Last Christmas, the original, and then he's got the lyrics of All I Want for Christmas Is You, two of the biggest, right? And he's singing it. You have to hear it to believe it, you think this was going to be terrible, but it's actually brilliant.
It's got one of those synthesizer pad yokes.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Now, it's posted by a guy called Deco Jim. Do we know, is that his actual name? Deco.
Deco, yeah. He's a musician from the UK. He sounds very like George Michael, but it's really good as well.
It does, when it's kind of haunting, yeah. The vocal on it works. It works. Good man, Deco.
And I have one more for you.
Okay.
And all I can just do is describe this guy as he just looks like a regular guy with a beard. You wouldn't expect him to have the voice of an angel, right? So what he's done is he's done an unbelievable transition. So he's gone from All I Want for Christmas for You Is You by Mariah. And then as it gets to the end of the line, he transitions into another song.
And just to
put, and both Yeah.
Just to put context on his head, he looks like, I don't know, a grumpy mechanic who knows yes. more than you do when you're questioning the bill. You know, he really exactly. doesn't look like you want to mess with him.
You wouldn't expect him to sing like Mariah Carey and this other artist. Have a listen to the way, when he does the transition, it'll give you the chills.
Well.
He's some singer, isn't he?
He is. It's just so weird. It's like such a soft voice out of a mad head.
He looks like a mechanic. That's
the transition.
He like a hairy mechanic, and he just is the voice of an angel. He sounds like Whitney. Yeah, it's unreal.
Sam Hare Wolf Ryder is his name. He's verified and everything. So go give him the follow. It's the biggest.
Some nice Christmassy things.
It's officially the biggest app in the world now, TikTok, and there are some reasons as to why. I know you'll have probably seen a lot of these, Jim, because you're a bit of an expert at these things. But some things that you should stream, and we have. I think the plan is to get the Podge, if he's allowed. Get some phone time this side of Christmas. But definitely know you know about Robin. That's new to Netflix, which is about a Robin. These are things
that's really good.
Might buy you some time over Christmas to be an adult, you know. There is Love Hard, which is taking a leap of faith. A journalist jumps on a flight to surprise her crush for the holidays, only to discover that she's being catfished by Tag's childhood friend, who's very unlucky in love. These are kind of, look, they're all Netflix. They're kind of, I'd say they have to use a budget for Christmas time when they're making these things. So some are going to be good, some are going to be a bit ropey.
Now, Love Hard, is this the one that kind of, every year there's a movie comes out that tries to look like the cover of Love Actually.
Even the title, yeah.
Everyone's going for that.
Yeah.
They go for that vibe.
Yeah.
Although, I was reading about Love Actually the other day, and Love Actually is, they're saying it's one of the, it's not about love at all, it's fairly nasty. All the relationships are all a bit weird, and they keep telling Martina McCutcheon she's fat.
Well, Hugh Grant wasn't telling her that, he was very much in love with her.
You know, he keeps making jokes about her being fat.
Does he?
Yeah, and she's stunning. She's not fat at all.
The interview with the dude who does Christmas,
it's very dated.
Christmas is All Around. And he's doing an interview on radio, and you just wouldn't. His manager's sitting outside. A lot of it is kind of a bit weird 18 years on.
Yeah.
What else is in there? So Elf is currently streaming on it. You've got Shaun the Sheep, The Flight Before Christmas, Shaun's Hunt for a Bigger Stocking, Hits a Snag, The Whole Farm Set Out on a Wild Holly Adventure, Complete with a Sleigh.
Well, that sounds good. Can I ask a question about Elf?
Yeah.
What is the age limit for Elf?
Oh, there's no age limit. What do you mean? Like, who wouldn't enjoy it?
Is because I'm not sure. Do all little people enjoy Elf, or do little people get a bit freaked out by Elf?
I think it's a little bit old for little people. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So, what's the age limit?
Oh, sorry, the lower. Okay, right.
The lower end. What age do people start watching Elf? Because like Elf isn't really. Yeah, it's not really a kids' movie, is it?
No.
It's 12, not like Home 12s. Alone where you get away with it.
12s maybe.
12s, yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
well, that's what I was kind of guessing. I wasn't sure. I haven't seen it in a while.
You would think about that about Home Alone, but if you have a 3-year-old who's saying, "Get out of here before I slap you silly," and there are lines that they kind of remember. Keep the change, you filthy animal. Waffles, Mokey, Holiday Feast. They're traditions about much more than food. They're about being together and making memories with the people you love. Some of it sounds really weird. There's Klaus, The Big Christmas Show, which is one of the photographs they use. Look, the Christmas Chronicles is there, part one and part two. I don't think I've seen part two. Again, like Christmas.
There's loads of stuff that's going to be on that you could be renting now and costing yourself, $3.99 and $4.99. If you just wait till Christmas Day, a lot of these things are going to be on.
Yeah.
So you could save yourself. And Christmas Day, So I know there's the animated version of The Grinch is on TV on Christmas Day.
Oh, excellent. Right.
So, you know, you can set your recorder for that.
I'll give you one.
While you hit the old fizzy drink bar.
Hit the what there, Jim?
Hit the recorder.
I'll give you one more because I know this is going to be good because he's brilliant. Forest Whitaker is in this. Okay, so this is Jingle Jangle, A Christmas Journey, a musical adventure and visual spectacle for all ages. It's A Christmas Journey, a wholly fresh and spirited family holiday event. So you have Jeronicus Jangle, who's Forest Whitaker. I think this was released last year, but I don't remember getting
it. Yes, it was, yeah.
And
high budget, this one.
You've got
looks fantastic.
Keegan-Michael Key, who was an Emmy winner for it, and Madeline Mills, who's a newcomer. So that's also on there. John Legend, there's music in it, and there's loads of people. So that might be one of the safer Netflix bets, because some of them are like, oh my God, what the hell is this?
Yeah. I think this year, I read somewhere that this year there was more movies released with the word Christmas in it than the previous decade.
Oh dear. Right.
So they've really gone for it with Christmas this year for movies.
That tells you all you need to know. You can't make that many things that are all good. It's just impossible.
Yeah.
So if you're on Netflix over the break, that is what you should get your, some of them what you should get your eyes onto.
It's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Celebrating 50 years in the business. epmooney.ie.
People are messaging saying you're very giddy this morning. It's Christmas week. Like, there's nobody here.
Well, you're particularly giddy this morning, Obi. You sound like you were out at a Christmas party last night kind of vibe.
No, that's today.
Oh.
Silly season. Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Afterlife is coming back on the 14th of January. Ricky was on Twitter Live. Wasn't Periscope, was it? Like, who does he think he is? 2012?
Twitter Live is Periscope.
Okay, they just dropped the name.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
They purchased it.
People were asking him questions and, you know, does he ever write with particular things in mind? I think he was pretty open. He almost, in this clip, he nearly slips down into telling you how he writes the magic and then stops himself, I think. Have a listen.
I never second guess an audience. I never worry about what they might think. I try and be interesting, and you know, you use all your all the things you've learned. It all goes in. You sort of do it intuitively, and then you structure it to be as good as you can. I don't do things that I think are, you know, terribly irresponsible or you know, undermine the moral fabric of society. But I do deal in taboo subjects, and I do deal. Dark areas, and you know, that's not the same, I don't think.
See where you said, like, you learned all the things you've learned. It was literally like, what do you mean? You learned that, Ricky? Does it not just come naturally?
Yeah, it's good. You can be good on those things. He's just chatting into the screen.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's a good way to catch people off guard, I suppose, as well, even if it is yourself.
The amount of comments he gets, just like, it's just this wall of comments, people trying to make him laugh, trying to be funny, and he ignores most of them. And every so often he'll look at a question and go, yeah, okay, I'll answer that one.
I'd say there's so many coming in, it's very hard to keep up, so he probably misses them.
Yeah.
You know, literally can't see them all. The other bit of news this morning, last night, we brought you the other trailer in the last Dish the Dirt, but this is a second one. It's a new trailer for Return to Hogwarts. Landed online, all the cast chatting about the series, which changed many of their lives, most of them for the better. It'll be on, it's a HBO Max? January. Very, very early into January. Here's the trailer.
Think of that powerful memory. Make it the happiest you can remember.
It feels like no time has passed and loads of time has passed.
Well, I think this is the perfect time to sit down with everyone and reminisce.
The thing that scared me the most was the implication that the most meaningful thing in our life was done. And there's something so joyous about seeing everyone. And be like, there wasn't, though.
Hurry.
So, Michael Sheen has denied claims that he's Banksy. That would be so cool if he was Banksy as well as everything else.
He's gone around spraying things at night time.
Well, no, he said there's... He paid thousands of people, thousands of pounds to protect a piece of art in his hometown of Port Talbot. And he's been forced to deny claims that he is the elusive street artist, Banksy.
Also, be careful if you're ever on a plane beside him, because he's saying that he often cries and blames it on altitude and alcohol.
He's a very emotional man.
I'd give up one of the two. Our pal Claire Foy says it's one of the grimmest things you can do on film. What do you think it is? Grimmest.
Play the Queen?
No. I don't think Lizzo ever got her kid off on The Crown, did she? That's what it is.
She said, love scenes.
She said, you just can't help but feel exploited. It's the grimmest thing you can do. You feel exposed. Everyone can try to make you not feel that way. But the more they do that, the more it's like, oh, God. So she's going to be in a thing over...
Particularly worse for women, I'd say.
Yeah, that's pretty much what she said. Yeah, she just most of the time has to ask, is this necessary? So there's the Duchess of Argyll's, a very British scandal, which will start on St. Stephen's Night. It's on BBC One, three nights in a row. It's not quite back, like it's only the 1960s, but it feels like that's the old thing to watch this Christmas.
And she's going for gargles, is that what she said?
No, she's not going for... Argyles, I think, is the... I'm sure there will be gargles.
The Duchess of Gargles. I like the sound of her.
Of gargles. A very English scandal. So it's from the same people who were... Who's that messenger? It's from the same people who did a very English scandal which had Hugh Grant and other people on it. So, anyway, if you like Claire Foy, you're a fan of The Crown, you can see her from St. Stephen's Night, BBC One.
I just want to have a friend called the Duchess of Gargles now. Yeah.
The pub never closes, especially not at 8 o'clock.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.